Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Stopping American humanitarian aid is in violation of the law. That should be clear. No more money to Netanyahu's war machine to kill Palestinian children.
Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders says the U.S. can't be complicit in starvation. He's pressing the Biden administration to enforce the Foreign Assistance Act, which would halt $10 billion in military aid if Israel continues to block assistance from reaching Gaza. Israel denies it's blocking the aid, but humanitarian groups say it is. President Joe Biden says Israel's threatened invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza would be his red line with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but Biden also says the U.S. is never going to abandon Israel.
The defense of Israel is still critical, so there's no red line. I'm going to cut off all weapons so they don't have the Iron Dome to protect them.
Negotiations over a U.S.-backed six-week ceasefire have stalled. The Gaza protest vote movement is spreading beyond Michigan, even as Biden is locking up the nomination. Edward Ahmed Mitchell with the Council on American-Islamic Relations says they're calling on voters in today's Georgia primary to leave that line in their ballots blank.
Democratic leaders should go to President Biden and say, look, you've got to stop this genocide. You've got to stop this madness, because there are voters in Georgia who, on principle, are not going to vote for you if this violence continues.
Former President Donald Trump is asking a Manhattan judge to delay his soon-to-start criminal trial until the Supreme Court resolves his blanket presidential immunity claim. On the campaign trail, Trump tells CNBC there is a tremendous amount of cutting possible in Medicare and Social Security, drawing a swift White House rebuke. In contrast, Biden is calling for higher taxes on corporations and the very wealthy. In Wisconsin, hard right backers of an effort to remove Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss say they've collected the signatures to force his recall. They say they're frustrated he hasn't backed their claims that Biden stole the last election. But Voss, often a Republican partisan, describes them as an extreme minority.
I think that they are people who are misguided. You have not seen hardly anybody bring this topic up. It is a small, very loud, vocal group of people.
Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has declined a request by Governor Tony Evers to clarify if the state's new legislative district maps will apply this fall. Virginia's Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin has vetoed a move for the state to rejoin ERIC, a nonpartisan interstate voter registration exchange. Nine GOP-led states have left the system due to a right-wing vote fraud conspiracy theory. Democratic State Senator Aaron Rao says that's a serious mistake.
In a year where our democracy is on the line, but we also have the accountability and responsibility to be leaders for our nation.
I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.